We have a smaller group this time that was working with Brookton's Market. This is another co-op development project in terms of, well, Grace will tell you all about it. And I believe Keith, yep, her partner in crime, is zooming in with us on this. Should I do something different here with the, so we can see?
Oh, maybe yes.
There we go. Hey, Keith. There he is.
So, good morning, everyone. As Todd said, my partner Keith and I are here today to talk to you about cooperative development and some exploration we did with Brookton's Market, and I'll hand it off to Keith to start the beginning of the presentation.
Thank you, Grace. So I will start before giving you a little bit of background on Brookton's Market. So Brookton's Market is a grocery deli store that serves food and drinks like a breakfast sandwich, or bagels, soup, coffee, salad, and alcohol. Now, located like around 10 miles away from Attica, in the middle of the Brookton Dell, in the town of Brookton Dell. They're operating this is smart one, giving them a place for them to sit down and eat and chill. And Brookton's Market operates on the first floor of the building with apartments on the second floor, so you can see on this photo. The second floor is an apartment for living. And they're currently trying to see if the market can transition to a worker and community-owned cooperative. The owner Josh has described the market as a one-stop shop for a community as the only deli, grocery, bar, and restaurant. So our current objective for this project is to explore alternative community ownership models for Brookton Market. So our client is interested in learning more about options for a multi-stakeholder cooperative model. So to do this, we conduct a background research and collect some data to form some recommendation for Josh and Caleb. We analyze the market's current offerings and interest in the cooperative transition through research and data collection. And this guided us to develop a transition plan, some documents, and some financial feasibility assessment for the market. So our project also will show some mini case studies. There will be a total of 4 mini case studies that focuses on similar corporate businesses like Brookton's Market, but in a different location. For example, like in around the state of New York, like Rochester, some and Buffalo, something like that. So we need to suggest some cooperative transition, a complete transition guide for Caleb and Josh to make sure that they can obtain a direction after our project is done in the future. So the process of collecting data for this project, we were able to visit the market and met with a lot of community members. We went in there with Professor Todd and talked with a lot of like community members in there. We have a great time in there, and we were able to utilize many resources, process model, and some research for us to reference in regards of cooperative transition model. We were able to conduct research using more than, and we were having like around 18 research guides for us to do some to take a lot of bylaws and the cooperative model, so we can establish a good documents for the cooperative. From this, we were able to assess all the information and develop a transition guide to aid Josh and Caleb in moving forward to next phase of the cooperative development. So we developed a full and descriptive transition guide of documents consideration that taking into account to transition Brookton's Market into a cooperative ownership. In addition of the transition guide, we also created 4 mini case studies for our 4 different cooperatives across the country. So I have just mentioned about that. Those cooperatives are the Arcus Cafe in Springfield, New York, the Abundance Food Co-op in Rochester, New York, and the Black Star Cooperative in Austin, Texas, and the Old Prairie Cooperative in Covington, Massachusetts. We noted that there are similarities for each of these businesses when comparing to the Brookton's Market. So on my part, I will be introducing the Arts Cafe and the Abundance Food Cooperative. The Arts Cafe is a cafe that is redeveloped the abandoned buildings and turn it into a cafe in the community and trying to bring the community together in Springfield, New York. I just wanted to mention that the Arts Cafe is operating under an LLC model. They were organized on January 19, 2018 as a limited liability company for this. They want to make it a part, treated like a partnership for taxation purposes. So how do you apply for the Arts Cafe to be an owner? So you need to have an upfront of $200,000 to $500,000 investment, because and they have, I think they have around 200 plus owners, so they need you to put up $200,000 to $500,000 investment upfront to be an owner in the cooperatives, and the governance structure is using one voting system because they have a lot of owners in the community, in the cooperatives. And the second one is the Abundance Food Co-op. The Abundance Food Co-op exists to provide some safe and helpful nutritious food and other products at a reasonable price for the Rochester community. To be an owner, we have to pay $100. This is like the cost of the share. You only pay once and there is no other fees for this ownership model. The Abundance Food Co-op is using a board of directors system. So they currently have 8 board of directors, and you need to be a shareholder to join the election process to be elected as a board of directors. So this is 2 different systems under different cooperatives. So I will pass it to Grace for his part for Rob.
Thank you, Keith. So the 2 businesses I focused on for my mini case studies were the Black Star Cooperative, which is based in Austin, Texas. Josh and Caleb were both really interested in this brew pub model. It's a community-owned brewery, so the membership shares are $150, and there's not a ton of membership benefits other than you get a free beer on your cooperative birthday, $2 off of a house beer at all time. And it was just kind of founded by a bunch of home brewers that were interested in having a more community focus. They opened in 2010 and they have 3,800 members. And we were able to interview their business manager, and she gave us a better glimpse at the day-to-day operations and the governance of the business. So there's no general manager of Black Star. There's instead 4 different teams for beer, kitchen, front of the house, and business. And each of those teams has a manager. So she elaborated a little bit more on like the communication difficulties with that. And then the Old Creamery Cooperative is a community-owned deli and grocery store in Covington, Massachusetts. It originally was a dairy cooperative and had transitioned through a lot of different businesses throughout time. It's over 100 years old. And this was really similar, we felt, to Brookton's Market, as it was owned by 2 individuals before it was converted into a cooperative. They opened as a cooperative in 2013, and at the time of the case study we were given, they had 560 members. So this case study gave us a really good feel of the conversion process of transitioning an existing business into a cooperative, and it outlined really detailed the financial investments that were necessary to become a cooperative. Whether it was fundraising from members or it was additional capital secured through loans, grants, and other means. So in our final product of the transition guide, we first kick off with the mini case studies. We felt that it was a good variety of different types of businesses and information acquired from each that would give Josh and Caleb a good idea for different governance structures, what to look for when you're embarking on a cooperative transition journey. And then we also included some different membership types. We know that there's probably not going to be 3,800 members in Brookton's Market as there was in Black Star Brewing. So we wanted to highlight some of the different membership types that could be included, whether it was employees, community members, or maybe even local vendors that contribute to the market already. We also had some bylaw guidance in there that they could use when constructing their own bylaws down the road. And then, so initially our project was sorted around creating a community survey, and we kind of took a drastic turn into exploring more of the cooperative transition options and doing more research for Josh and Caleb, so that way they have the opportunity to develop more interests and put forward that survey later. And then we also had some next steps for Brookton's Market in the transition process based on what we had learned and our final conclusions. So what comes next for Brookton's Market? We suggested that they develop a steering committee. They worked really closely with Todd, but we suggested that they work more closely, having Carol, their general manager, on the steering committee, as well as 2 to 3 other community members who might have experience in different areas like fundraising or community outreach. And then with this steering committee, they could conduct further research and contact with the businesses we discussed. That way they can build a relationship and have that support group for the transition process. And then again with this steering group, developing that community interest survey, so that way they have a better feel for what interest is really out there, and it's more input than Keith and I could provide. And then provided the interest arises, from there they would hold a community meeting and establish a means of communications with potential member owners. And then you move into the really complicated things of working with a lawyer. They have a liquor license, so that can be pretty complicated. And then beginning the fundraising process for their business and addressing other legal concerns like forming the entity. So in our final conclusions, I wanted to include this quote in here. This was from the conversion case study, and we felt that it resonated with Brookton's Market really well. This is from the Old Creamery. They kind of have the same business model, having community events and grocery and deli, and really that community center feel. And we wanted to note that Brookton's Market really has the potential to succeed as a community-owned business. They fit the mold really well, but we wanted to just remind them to keep in mind the following concepts of cooperation, making sure they're working with the correct professionals and support groups throughout the process, having patience because the transition is lengthy, it's often 2 years, dexterity and determination because it's difficult, and making sure they're being transparent with community and professionals throughout this process. And with that, we wanted to thank everyone involved, including Todd and Anastasia, Miami and Bobby, Jody from Blackstar, and Joshua and Caleb for allowing us to work with Brookton's Market. Thank you.
Great job. Do we have Josh or Caleb on the line that might want to provide a couple? They're both traveling, I know, so I don't know if they're on.
No, they're
not. Okay. All right. So, two main points here. Here's one where it started out a major pivot in the project, right? Working on trying to get a community survey out, which turned into, we need to know a lot more about the type of business models before we can ask community members about that. So going in and finding other peers that have done it is interesting. But the tidbit on the liquor license, okay, to get a liquor license in New York State, the owners have to go through a review process. So think if there's 500 owners of the Brookton's Market Co-op, whether all 500 have to go through this review process. Sounds complicated, but what I understand is New York won't make it easy for anyone. All right? All right, let's thank our duo here. Great job.